We're doing the Ma'aral Be'eragula, and the purpose of this work is to really understand the validity of rabbinic institutions, the whole idea of the rabbi's powers to institute, to make mitzvot to Rabbanan. And what he had explained is that there are four types of rabbinic institutions. There is Divrei Sofrim, which is where the rabbis explain the words of the Torah. Then there's a Smachta. You have situations where the rabbis make an institution, and then they say, hey, you could see in the verses an allusion to this institution. And now we're up to the third type of rabbinic institution, which is Hashlishi Yem HaMitzvot SheGazru Chachamim Geder V'Siag LaTorah. You have situations where the rabbis instituted a prohibition, which is an extension of the biblical prohibition. So the Torah says you may not eat animal meat with animal milk, and the rabbis extended it and said you're not allowed to eat chicken with milk. They prohibited fowl with milk. They told us that was foul. So that's a rabbinic institution. You're allowed to smile. Yes.
I was going to ask a question.
So the third type of rabbinic institution, which we are about to discuss, is situations where the rabbis extend the biblical prohibition they add and they prohibit rabbinically. So let's say the Torah says don't write on Shabbos. The rabbis say don't touch a pencil on Shabbos. The Torah says don't turn on a light on Shabbos. The rabbis say don't touch the switch on Shabbos. The Torah says don't make phone calls on Shabbos. The rabbis say don't carry around your cellular phone on Shabbos. It's muktzeh. So the rabbis extend the biblical prohibition.
We need to follow them.
Yeah. And he's going to explain why. That's what we're going to see now. So it's rabbinically prohibited, but it's prohibited. Slowly. And we will study. We'll understand better. No, the Torah didn't prohibit it. The rabbis prohibited it. And what he's developing is the understanding of why we are bound by what the rabbis institute. That's what we're learning now. וגם באילו מצוות אין ספק שהם מתחברים לתורה עצמה. And we're going to see how these mitzvot, the rabbinic institutions, have their roots in the Torah itself. כי תמצא מצוות עשה שבתורה הם רמח. How many biblical proactive commandments do we have? 248, כמניין איבריו של אדם. Corresponding to the number of limbs a person has, כמו שאמרו חכמים, as our sages tell us in Tractate Makos. ומאחר שהמצוות הן במספר האיברים, אם כן יש למצוות ייחוס אל האיברים. When our sages said that the mitzvot correspond to our limbs, so then there's a true correspondence, there's a connection between our limbs and the mitzvot. ברכוך החכימה הטבע לתת לאיברים שמירה שלא יתקלקל האיבר. Look at nature, look at mother nature. The more precious a limb is, the more nature develops in a way to protect that limb. כמו שתראה העיניים שיש להם מחסה. Look at our eyes. Our eyes have a cover. There's a lid. שלא יבוא לעין קלקול. So our eyes don't get damaged. Before you think about a ball hitting your eye, your eyelid closes. You don't think about it. וכן יש הרבה איברים אשר יש להם שמירה שלא יתקלקלו. We have many limbs that the body is formed in a way that protects them. They shouldn't get ruined. So, look at your heart. You have the whole cavity of the chest protecting your heart. You have all the rib cage protecting your heart. You have your mind that's so important. So you have a hard skull protecting your mind. Every part of the body, I marvel. Very often, kids fall or kids get knocked in the face. And you see all the scars. You could look at children, you see where children have their scars. You see the way Hashem built the skull so that kids, I don't know how many times my kids fell and got beaten on the and slashed their eyelashes. And every time I marvel at how the skull is built so that, I once had a kid was standing on a stool washing his, brushing his teeth before he goes to sleep. and he slipped on the stool, and his head went straight to the jagged edge of the bath. So his eye is going straight for that, and I'm too far away to stop it. And bam, I see him going with his eyes straight for the jagged edge. You know, the bathtub has the corner. So I run over to see, he slid open his eyebrow. Now why is it that he slid open his eyebrow and Baruch Hashem didn't hurt his eye? Because the way the eye is built, it's very hard to hit the inside of the eye. You have to really work hard to get there. So even though very often we get hit here, it's very rare that we get hit here. It's very hard to hit it. Look at how Hashem built it. That kids, so many times, they get bashed, and it's always a black and blue eye, but it's always all around. It's not Baruch Hashem, it's not the eye itself. So Hashem created the body so that the body protects the sensitive limbs. We have a heart. It's very delicate. Look at how it's protected. We have a brain. It's very delicate. Look at how it's protected. So if we are taught that corresponding to the mitzvos, we have limbs. And we see that the limbs have protectors. Hashem created protection for the limbs. So then the mitzvos, if the mitzvos correspond to the limbs, and the limbs have protectors, then the mitzvos should also have protectors. The more dangerous something is, the more protection you have. Look at a gun. In order to use a gun, so you have to get the bullets, you have to load them into the cartridge, you have to load the cartridge into the gun, you have to, what do they call this movement? Huh? To load a bullet, well, you have to pull back the top, what's it called? Cock it, okay, you have to cock the gun, and then you have to pull down the safety, and then you can pull the trigger. Why? Because a gun is a very dangerous instrument, so I say you have a lot of protectors before, to protect that it shouldn't be misused. So, intelligence dictates, You have medication. You have poison. It's poison if the kids get a hold of it. So you have a safety cap on top. You put it in a cabinet where the kids don't reach. The more dangerous something is, the more careful we are when we use it. And when we aren't, we pay the price. I could show you how many garments I destroyed with bleach. If you're careful, then you don't pay the price. But the more dangerous something is, the more logic dictates that you're careful when you handle it. Kmo shehechkima teva lasot el ayin shmira, just as nature is so smart that the eye has such protection, hu amichse shehu al ayin, that's the cover that's on the eye, ki ayin ever chashuv meod, because the eye is a very important limb, tzarich elav shmira, you have to protect the eye. V'chen asta teva tziponayim letzbot, look at the nails we have on our fingers, the protection Hashem gave us. Hayad v'araglayim, the hands and feet, shelo yu nikufin b'tnuat ha'adam. Today, we're all white-collar workers. But think back 100, 150 years ago, and for most of world history, people were using their hands with things that could really wound their hands. Harvesting, plowing, dealing with animals. You really needed those nails protecting your fingers so that your fingers don't get chapped every time you do things. V'sarot ha'rosh, mira la'rosh. Look at the hair on your head. You guys, I could tell you that as I'm losing my hair, I repeatedly find myself wounding my head. Hashem gave us a gift that we have this protection on our head. You'll see that every limb, the more important it is, the more Hashem created us in a way that there's protection for that limb. And by the same token, Hashem gave us mitzvos. If the mitzvos correspond to limbs, then logic dictates that you make protection for the mitzvos. And we will pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time, learning more about he's giving us the backdrop to the understanding of why Chazal instituted the extension of mitzvos. We know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos dictates Vasu Siag LaTorah. One of the responsibilities of the rabbis is to protect the mitzvos. There's a pasuk in the Torah, Ushmartem et mishmarti. The Torah says, I entrust you, it's your responsibility to watch the Jewish people to ensure they don't transgress. And the rabbis had a tradition that verse indicates the responsibility of the rabbis to make prohibitions to ensure that we don't transgress, but we're just starting out. So he began by explaining a logical understanding why We need this protection, just as we protect everything else that's precious to us. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.